How often do you think of me, baby girl? Be honest. Do you think of me when you touch yourself? Do you think of me when you're with him? Oh, no, don't feel guilty for it, baby. You can't help what you need, what you crave. And he just doesn't give you what you need like I do, does he? Is it that he's too gentle? Too selfish? I love that I can give you what you need, baby. I love touching your body in just the right way to make you sigh, to make you tremble. I love building you up. I love kissing you with urgency, with hunger. I love making you come. Do you know one of the things I love more than anything? I love to eat your pussy, baby girl. Oh, yes, I really, really do. And I know he doesn't do it like I can. Well, he may try, but it's not the same, is it, love? Does he ever grip your thighs nice and hard, pushing them back, pushing them apart? Has he ever plunged his face into your sweet, wet folds, sucking and lapping at your swollen little clit? Does he know about that little spot on your inner thigh that's just so very sensitive to a gentle bite? No. I know he doesn't. And that's why you have me. I'm the one who knows how to pump my fingers in and out of you, just stroking that swollen G spot as I suck your clit until you come so fucking hard all over my face. That's only me, baby girl. And when you're spent, pussy soaked and sensitive, eyes glazed over, chest heaving as you try to catch your breath, just basking in the afterglow. On that edge, about to fall, that's when I fuck you, baby. And don't I always know just how you need it? Maybe I'll grab your ankles and plant them on my shoulders so I can plunge my cock deep inside that wet, still throbbing pussy. And that makes you whimper in a way he'll never get to hear. Yeah, I can see it so vividly. Your beautiful tits bouncing as I start to drive into you nice and deep, looking right into those gorgeous, lustful eyes as I take you. As I fuck you hard, claim you, and make you mine. But sometimes, my lovely little minx, I know you just need me to take care of you. I know you and your desires so well. Who better to attend them than me? So perhaps I'll kiss my way up your tummy, running my strong hands up your sexy hips. And delicate sides until my lips can kiss around your breasts, licking slow, deliberate spirals. Finally, swallowing your hard little nipples in my mouth as I suck them gently, just how you like. And then my lips will graze upon your neck and your jaw and those beautiful lips, and I kiss you. My cock, tip wet with pre-cum, will slide slowly, slowly into your warm, wet little pussy, parting your folds and opening you up to me. And I'll pump in and out of you, slow and gentle, kissing your lips. Kissing your neck, caressing your breast, and letting you know with each thrust just how much I want you. Or I might just let you take control. I know I love giving in to you, baby, submitting to your desire. You can always climb on top of me, sinking that pussy down onto my throbbing cock. Fuck, I love gripping your hips and groping at your tits just as you ride me, however you need. And you always look me in the eye as you have your way with my cock. Do you ride him like you ride me? I know you don't. You absolutely let loose on me, moaning and grinding down against me with such desperate lust and ferocity as your inhibitions melt away. You bounce up and down, bracing yourself on my chest until you come so hard I can feel your wetness dripping down over my balls. Do you ever wish he'd just take you? Just be so ravenous on your body, your pussy, that he just needs to fuck you? Well, darling, you know that's how I feel about you. I love nothing more than greeting you at the door, only to immediately push you up against it, yanking that little dress up over your hips, tugging those panties down with a yank. Yank as the material pulls against your skin so I can hoist you up and push you on my already hard cock. Push it deep inside of you. Or in those moments when I'm so fucking desperate to taste you that I can't help lifting you onto the kitchen counter, the dinner table, your desk, and just burying my face between your thighs, unwilling to budge until I've lapped up your cum every last. But you know, baby, it's those moments after we've enjoyed each other that I really savor. Because I'm so happy you indulge me, that you always allow yourself this pleasure. You deserve it. And I'll always give you what you need, baby girl. Because after all, he can't do it like I can.